Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. I'm George Henry. There has been consistent daily increases in the COVID-19 pandemic, but according to the Oregon Health Authority, there is an overall decrease in the percentages of positive test results. This week, the OHA is reporting that 5.1% of tests are coming back positive, which is a 1.5% decrease from last week. Their published weekly report says large outbreaks are on the decline, while sporadic cases have increased, which is consistent with community spread. Yesterday, the OHA confirmed 304 new cases of the coronavirus, with 13 cases attributed to Lane County, for a total of 17,721 statewide and 474 cases in the county. There are currently no new reported cases in the Florence area. The death toll for the state is at 311, with 8 new reported deaths yesterday. All but one of those deaths have confirmed underlying health conditions, with one case still unconfirmed. The OHA also put out a statement denying the use of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19. According to the statement, extensive research completed in June shows no benefit for decreasing the likelihood of death or attributing to a speedy recovery based on an FDA study. Researchers are finding positive results with the search for a vaccine for the coronavirus, with the hopes of an end-of-year rollout if the second phase of the clinical trials goes well. According to Dr. Willie Foster with Peace Harbor Hospital, the trials are going well, but even with a vaccine, it may be some time before a national rollout will happen.
Initially, that vaccine is going to be fairly limited when it first comes out. It takes a while to make hundreds of millions of doses of the vaccine.
And when it is released, Foster says it will go to those most at risk from the virus.
Frontline workers, healthcare workers, EMS, people that are exposed a lot, and for those patients that are at much higher risk, the elderly with multiple medical problems.
There are currently 27 different vaccines that are in trial. Shauna Robbers will continue in the role of president for the Oregon Coast Humane Society, according to a release issued yesterday. Judy Tebold has been named vice president. Sandy Davison continues as treasurer and Judy Roth as secretary. Lori Arms and Michael Kello of Florence were elected as new board members earlier this month. Board members serve a 3-year term. Fire danger along the coast as well as the majority of western Oregon is high, according to the Oregon Department of Forestry. The lack of significant rainfall and higher temperatures are the reason for the alert. ODF warns that any burning during this time is extremely dangerous and most prohibited. Current restrictions for Lane County include no debris burning, campfires only in designated locations, no fireworks, no exploding targets or sky lanterns, no mowing of dry grass between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., and no power saws during that same period. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 30th, 2020.